You know, one of the things that that I'm always concerned about is what I call our failure to properly educate our children financially. See, we play educational roulette. We give them a little bit of social studies, history, all of these different things we give them. But what's the one thing we know that our children are going to be? They're going to be consumers. And yet we don't demand that we teach our children to be educated consumers. Well, that's part of what we have today in terms of this show. My guest is someone who is in the process of doing that. You've heard of Visa. What you may not have heard of is that Visa has a program and it's ongoing. That deals with the issue of finances. And my guest, Hugh Norton, is head of the director of the financial literacy program that that Visa has now, I understand, run for some 10 years. Hugh, welcome to the program. Nice to have you here.
Thanks so much. I'm really happy to be here. Yeah, you know, financial literacy is, you're absolutely right in the fact that financial literacy is maybe the most important thing that kids are ever going to learn, and we do them a great disservice in our families and in our schools by not adequately giving them the tools that they're going to be using every day. So yeah, Visa has a financial literacy program. It actually started back in about 1995. So we've been doing it for about 20 years now. And our focus is providing the educational tools that, teachers, parents, and other financial educators can use in order to make learning not just effective, but fun and engaging. That's been the big focus of Visa's program. It's called Practical Money Skills for Life. And our most popular item, obviously, because it has to deal with the most popular sport in the U.S., is our financial football program. And we have a lot of fun with
so
that.
So you make it attractive to folks. So come on and learn. What I can't for the life of me understand is why do we play what I call this educational roulette? We give them a little bit of this, a little bit of that through their school years in case they become doctors. And that's wonderful. But what's the one thing that we know these kids are going to be? They're going to be consumers.
Sure.
And yet we let them out of school. They can't even balance their checkbooks. And I know Visa is aware of that, and this is probably part of the reason you started the program.
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting. I think it's important for kids, whether it's, through the reading they do or TV, internet, music, everything they see sort of encourages them to spend, even when it's doing it in a very tacit way. So,
right.
You know, whether that's the TV program where they're seeing the young 20-somethings getting their job for the first time and they're living in New York City.
Yeah.
And somehow they have this fabulous apartment and new clothes and all that stuff. So they go, oh, okay. You know, so that's what I'm supposed to have.
Right,
that's the way things are supposed to be. And it's important to hear that message. So, the point that you made about financial literacy being something that they're going to be using every day, why aren't we teaching this, is something – recently, I was at a high school here locally in Bowie, Maryland, with Kirk Cousins and Representative Steny Hoyer.
Right, right.
And Kirk brought that up to the kids and was talking about the fact that, listen, like, you may or may not use your calculus. You may or may not use even your social studies.
That's right.
You will. Every day you're going to use your finances. So this is something you need to take control of. And it's their responsibility. It's the child's responsibility, but it's also the responsibility of the parents and the teachers to give them those tools.
Hugh, it's a wonderful way to put it. And the beauty that I like now is that thanks to Visa, this business of financial literacy is not something boring. Mm-hmm. It's something real that we can all help ourselves if we learn to be good financial counselors. That's all simple as that.
Absolutely.
You've been great to come in. Thank
Thanks
you so
much.
I know you're busy. I know because it took us 4 months to get you over.
well,
we hope you'll
come back
soon.
Yeah,
you're welcome back. Anytime you're doing a program that makes a difference and educates people, you're always welcome. Thank you so much for being here.